Welcome to this episode of Courier Conversations. Now here's your hosts, Rudy Gray and Todd Deaton.
Welcome to another episode of Courier Conversations. In today's show, we're talking with a woman from Myrtle Beach who has been involved in deaf ministry at her church for 40 years. When she first felt drawn toward working with the deaf, she didn't know any sign language. Even so, after attending a couple of retreats and finding a book to teach her signs, she followed God's leading. This May, Margene Todd and the congregation of Ocean View Baptist Church celebrated 40 years of ministry to the deaf together. Her ministry, though, goes well beyond signing for Sunday services. Here's what David Gross, an associate pastor at Ocean View Baptist Church, told us about Margene Todd.
I think one of the most profound things about Margene's story is that 40 years ago, when she felt compelled to answer the call of serving the deaf ministry, she felt wholly unequipped. It was not something that she felt like she had trained for or prepared for, but she was aware of the great need of that deaf community to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, to experience relationship with Jesus. And though she felt ill-equipped, she was willing to be obedient, and then she realized that God would equip her along the way. And after 40 years, we now have a ongoing healthy deaf ministry here at the church. One of the things that came out of her act of obedience is, you know, God created and fostered a genuine love for the deaf people. And so, you know, it is not limited to just performing the act of translation. It goes above and beyond that. You know, discipleship and loving one another, it's an action. It's an ongoing action. It's many actions. And so it goes far beyond interpretation. She has learned to love them in a variety of practical ways.
Now, let's meet Margene Todd.
How did your deaf ministry get started at Ocean View? And how did you learn? Did you always know sign language, or how did you learn sign language?
No. Whenever I got married, we lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But I was very, very unhappy with moving here to South Carolina because I was very involved with the church there. So I just started praying and asking God to give me something to do to keep me busy. As I prayed, I was started going to Ocean View Baptist Church. One night, we had Clee McClary and his wife, Deanne, Bobby Richardson, and his wife were in our visiting our church. And they did a song in sign language. And it was like God said, "That's what I want you to do." And I said, "But Lord, I can't do that. I don't know sign language. I don't know a deaf person." But God never let go of me. And then I went to church and discussed this with the pastor. He told me that was Kirk Lawton at that time. He's the one who helped me get the mission ministry started. So I prayed about it. And one day I said, "You know, there's I don't know any deaf people. God, you have to send one to me," because I was new in this town. I didn't know anyone. And that day, that morning, when I finished praying, God, there was a knock on my front door. And it was a deaf man standing there. And he had a little card that said, "Please give me money." I just looked up into heaven and I said, "Thank you, Lord. That's my answer." So I took him by the hand, pulled him in the house. And I showed him where the chair was, and I grabbed a pen and paper, and I asked him to please, would he teach me sign language? Well, that was the beginning. Shortly after that, maybe 2 weeks, he left and moved to New Orleans, Louisiana. So I continued. God never left me. He kept knocking on my heart and telling me what he wanted me to do. So I searched in the area. There was no place here that offered sign language. No place had a ministry going. But I called, and someone told me to call the Bill Rice Ranch in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So I did. I called there. I made arrangements to fly there. They had someone from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, from the School of the Deaf, from Bill Rice Ranch, met me at the airport, took me to Bill Rice Ranch. So I was there for 2 weeks with total immersion of sign language. But it was like a baseball in my head. It was all wound together, and I couldn't get it to unravel. So I went back home in 2 weeks, but God never let me go. He kept reminding me every day when I woke up, when I would pray during the day, he reminded me all day long that this is what he wanted me to do. So I continued that for 1 year. And in the meantime, I met this one lady who was a deaf lady, and I would go visit her in her home. Her name was Eliva Cooper, and she was an elderly lady. So I would take her shopping, and I would point to something, and she would show me the sign for that. Then she introduced me to other deaf people in the community, in the area. And I started meeting with them on different occasions, but I couldn't understand what they were saying because I didn't know sign language. And so they continued to teach me. So then the year next January, after I'd been there the previous January, I went back to Bill Rice Ranch. At that time, I told God, I said, when I get home, I will start a deaf ministry. So I did, and we set up the first ministry was May the 23rd, 1982. I had a book from a church there in Greenville, Hampton Heights Baptist Church. They sent me a book of Joy of Signing, and that's the book that I helped use and would learn different signs. The pastor would give me, Kirk Lawton, would give me his sermon on Saturday, and I would stay up all Saturday night looking at the different signs, seeing what he was going to preach on. Then Sunday morning, I never went to sleep all night Saturday night. Sunday morning, when I stand up, I would always pray, and I look up at the cross, and I say, Lord, I'm standing here for you. Now you work through me. And that has been the same thing that I continue to say 40 years later. Lord, I'm here for you. Now you work through me. So that's how the ministry got started.
How has it grown? How has your deaf ministry grown through the years? And how many do you have now?
Now we have between 15 and 20 in Sunday school on Sunday morning, which we have a deaf pastor, a deaf teacher for the Sunday school. He drives over an hour to arrive to our church, and he's here every Sunday for church and for teaches a class. And he is a very awesome, awesome teacher. His name is David Hawley. He comes so faithful every Sunday. The Lord is really working through him. And then we also have a retired deaf pastor that has moved in our area. And he works with us very, very closely. He's a very big part of our church now. So we've been blessed to have many, many good teachers that to come into our church who themselves are deaf. And I believe in using the deaf if you can, if they're willing and they want to, because deaf like to be taught by deaf. And so I'm just kind of in the background. I encourage them. I do everything I can to support them, but I let them do the teaching if possible. And then I interpret the message there also.
Your ministry actually goes beyond just Sunday school and worship, right? I understand you join the staff and you do lots of other types of ministries that help the deaf.
Oh, yes. The deaf call me whenever they need to go to a doctor. I've been in surgery with quite a few of them where I had to put on the scrubs and everything. And I'd stand right with the doctors when they had to do surgery with a person. If I don't need to be in surgery, they have me there when they're in recovery, because when a deaf person wakes up, other people can't talk to them. So I'm there to wake them up, to talk to them, and make them feel more comfortable. And it makes a deaf person, when they wake up after surgery, to see a person that they know and can communicate with.
That is really a terrific ministry you have there. Have you helped train other folks in deaf ministry through the years?
We tried so hard to get others trained, but they look at the language as very hard to learn. Now, there is another man that is coming now to help. He used to be a missionary in Indonesia. And so now he's come back and he's joined with me, and he does the music in our church. And his name is Al Pace, and he does the music. He's helped me a lot with that.
So about how many people will you say are involved in Ocean View's deaf ministry now?
I would say, like on a Sunday, we would have between 15 and 20 come to Sunday school. Not all of them come to church, because a lot of them drive a long ways away. Some of them drive an hour to get to our church. So they come for Sunday school. We were established as Sunday school and church from the beginning in 82. And we're still Sunday school and church. Anytime that I can help a deaf person, I don't care if they're not a member of our church or not, I still go and I try to help them as much as possible.
So why would you encourage other churches? Obviously, there's a need for this. Why would you encourage other churches in deaf ministry?
I think every church needs to have a deaf ministry, but you have to have someone with a calling to work with them, because you're not only an interpreter, you are a pastor, you are a minister. I would encourage any church to try to set up a ministry, but you have to learn the culture of deaf people first. To understand the culture, you have to work with them. But yes, I would encourage any church to start a deaf ministry. But I'm going to say, it's not easy. It's not an easy job. I'm 81 years old, and I still am learning signs. Signs change. Ways of signing change.
So you recently had a 40th anniversary celebration. Tell me about that.
It was really a celebration of how we have come together, how we've worked together, and how we trusted God that He would keep the ministry going and He would show us what we needed to do. That's mostly what we need, is for the Lord to come in and be a part of whatever work you're doing. I don't care what you're doing. If you involve the Lord, He's going to guide you. And He's going to help you in every aspect of your work.
Now, you've made 40 years. Are you going for 50?
Well, you know, I had 30. This is 10 more years. I don't know if I'll hang in for 50 or not. Only the God knows that. I'd be 91.
Well, I'm sure you're very capable. And I hope the Lord blesses you with it and you continue in your ministry there.
Well, He has blessed me tremendously, and I give Him all the glory. But the hearing people are the ones that through the years has supported me and helped me and encouraged me to keep going. But it was mostly the Lord. He guided me all the way.
We're glad you joined us for Courier Conversations, where we are informing and inspiring South Carolina Baptists and beyond. For more information about these topics and more, subscribe to our e-edition or go to our website at baptistcourier.com. The Courier is located in Greenville, South Carolina, as a multimedia ministry partner of the South Carolina Baptist Convention. To comment about today's podcast, Email us at conversations@baptistcourier.com. This podcast produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions.